Hi, my name is Austin. I will be telling you a story about a time I worked at the AMC Theater. So it was like 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, and I had closed the night before, so I was pretty tired, and it was not a normal day there. It was a $5 Tuesday. What is at stake, you might ask, is the customer's order, because I would take their order and have to ask them 3 or 4 times what they had ordered. And the night before, I told my manager that I had lived like a half an hour away. They like to have me close all the time. And I could not tell you why they had me open the next day, even though I had just closed last night. I did not understand why I was working the next morning. And when I got there, my manager was like, "You look really tired." And I said, "I am," and I told him that I said that I lived like half an hour away. And by the way, he's the one that schedules me, and did not mean to schedule me that morning, but they were short on staff at the time, so he had to schedule me. But that was the last time he did that. So after that, I was only scheduled to close on the weekends from then on, from 4 to 10 on the weeks. I had never opened the movies again. What I had learned from this is that I never work on a $5 Tuesday ever again and open the next day after I just closed the night before.
What inspired you to share your story?
Just picked a random story to share.
What was the biggest challenge for you during this project? Why?
I was trying to stay focused because I have ADHD. I forgot to take my medicine that day. And so I was really not focused and was laying my head down and looking around the room.
What is the title of your nonfiction project lit book?
Hey Kiddo.
What is the author of your book? Who?
By Jarrett J.
Tell me about the person's story, main character in book.
He's a teenage boy with his mom in and out of jail and on and off of drugs. And he lives with his grandparents and has a dream of being a comic book artist.
Was the book a mirror or a window for you, and how so? Why?
No.